Ministry hatches scheme for Thaksin's extradition. Attorney General needs to back request the U.S. Thailand is setting the wheels in motion to pounce on Thaksin Shinawat should he travel to the U.S. to appear next week before a Human Rights Commission. The Foreign Affairs Ministry says it will seek the help of Washington to extradite the ousted Prime Minister if he turns up in the U.S. Deputy Spokesman for Foreign Affairs Thani Thongpakdi said yesterday it was very possible a request for Thaksin's return would be put to Washington, as the two countries have an extradition treaty signed in 1983. The process has to start with the Office of Attorney General, which has not yet revealed its position. The Foreign Ministry is ready to use diplomatic channels to submit a request for the extradition of former Prime Minister Thaksin to the U.S. once the Office of the Attorney General signs the request and passes it on to us, Mr. Thani said. Thaksin, who was toppled by a coup in 2006, faces several outstanding charges. He was also convicted and sentenced in his absence to 2 years in prison by the Supreme Court for conflict of interest in relation to his consent for his then-wife to purchase a large block of land from a government agency. The Commission on Security and Cooperation in Europe wrote to Thaksin on November 23rd to invite him to address a forum titled Thailand, Democracy, Governance, and Human Rights in Washington on December 16th. The Commission asked him in the invitation to give his perspective on the human rights situation in Thailand, including freedom of the press and freedom of expression, and the Thai government's efforts to calm the insurgency in the south. The Commission, set up to promote human rights, democracy, and military cooperation, is made up of 9 members from the Senate, 9 from the House of Representatives, and 1 member each from the Departments of State, Defense, and Commerce. Mr. Thani said the Foreign Affairs Ministry was not worried about the address to be given by Thaksin at the forum because it kept updating both the U.S. government and Congress on the situation in Thailand. Thai Ambassador to the U.S., Kittipong Natranong, was also ready to rebut Thaksin if he wrongly criticized Thailand. Thaksin's advisor, Nopadong Pattama, confirmed the Prime Minister would go to the U.S., saying he would give his perspective on human rights violations in Thailand, especially the military dispersal of the Red Shirt protests in April and May, which resulted in the deaths of 92 people and more than 1,400 being injured. He would also raise problems of the lack of press freedom in Thailand under the emergency decree. Center for the Resolution of the Emergency Situation spokesman Sansum Galgamnert yesterday shrugged off what Thaksin might say about the dispersal of the protests by the United Front for Democracy Against Dictatorship. He can do whatever he wants, Colonel Sansum said. He has the right to give his account of events. But we have been confident all along that there were no human rights violations. Most people here in other countries know that. The clashes at the rally were due to the fact that the protests went beyond the law and authorities were bound by the law to carry out their duty, which did not violate human rights. Human rights defenders in Thailand questioned the U.S. Commission's motives. Ankana Nilaypaichit, chairwoman of the Working Group on Justice and Peace, said the Commission should invite local human rights defenders, government agents involved, and victims of human rights violations to take part in the forum to counter Thaksin's statement to provide fair and balanced information. Thaksin has been accused of ordering the drugs war in 2003, in which over 2,600 drug suspects were killed, and of overseeing the escalation of violence in the Deep South since 2004 that has claimed about 4,000 lives.